Good morning, gentlemen. So we explained in the past few days that a lady cannot say Birkat HaMazon for a man who is Chayav from the Torah, because the lady is a Safek if she is Chayav Min HaTorah or not. So even if she ate a lot, she cannot be Motzi Lechova a man. What happens if she did? What happens? She did say the Birkat HaMazon for the man. Let's say he thought that he ate only a Kazayit, he was only Chayav Min HaLabanan, and said, I'm very full, and I ate well, and I'm chayav min ha'torah. She already did Birkat HaMazon. He yotze or not. So there are several Sfarim of Acharonim who say that he is yotze. What's the reason for that? Chacham Avadia gives a reason why he would be yotze, although she is probably, or maybe not, chayav min ha'torah at all. So the first, he says there are four sfekot. There are four levels of safek. The first safek is really going back to that sugya. That sugya, it's not clear if when the Gemara asks, are women chayav min ha'Torah to do Birkat HaMazon, if indeed they are or not. Some Rishonim call it Ba'ya de'lo ifsheta. It's a question that is unresolved. They don't give you an answer in the Gemara. But many Rishonim disagree and they say it's Ba'ya de'ifsheta. Of course, they bring a Beraita from Rava, and the Ravad, the Ramban, the Rif, the Rashba, the Ritba, the Meiri, and the Ran, all these great Rishonim say that it min ha'Torah. It is min ha'Torah. So the first thing Chacham Avadia says, it's a safek if the achayav, meaning if the sugya ends that the achayav min ha'Torah or not. According to those great Rishonim, the achayav min ha'Torah, the women. So Shema maskanat the sugya the nashim chayavot birkat hamazon min ha'Torah. Ukedat ha'Avad, and etc. That's the first suffix. Even if you want to say that the Gemara ends with Bayad Elohif Sheta, it's a Bayad Elohif Sheta. You have a suffix. It's not a Vadai. It's not, you have two Shitot, one says it's the Rabbanan. No, the second Tzad is, it's, we don't know. Maybe it is Minat Torah. So you have a suffix. Maybe the Halacha is like the Ravad. It is Minat Torah. Second suffix. Maybe it's a suffix. That's the second suffix. You understand? You following? No, we have a safek. Maybe the Gemara ends with a safek. But for sure the Gemara, there's two shitot. Either the Gemara says it's min ha'Torah, or the Gemara says we don't know. Right? So, yes, then you build a safek sfeka based on the safek of the Gemara. Either the halacha is like the Ravad, or even if you tell me it's not like the Ravad, the halacha is like the other Rishonim that we don't know. But it doesn't mean that it's the Rabbanan, it means we don't know. That means that there's a chance it's min ha'Torah. So you have more chances that it's min ha'Torah than not. On top of that, he says, maybe you have a safek deoraita now, and safek deoraita lechumra, min ha'Torah. So you have a third chance that it would be min ha'Torah, and then bring the fourth shita, that when you have safek deoraita, in mitzvat ase, for sure it would be min ha'Torah. In mitzvat lo ta'ase, maybe not. Bekitzur, he brings four different sfekot. If you need any clarification, ask Aiki, he'll explain to you. It sounds the same, okay. But it's almost the same, but it's not. So the Maaseh, he brings the psak of several Acharonim, including Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, who say that if a lady, the Maaseh, did the Birkat HaMazon for a man, even if he was Chayav Min HaTorah, b'diavad, yatza, he is yotze b'chavod.